With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The U.S. and Iran have ended the latest round of face-to-face talks without an agreement to end the war, leaving a fragile two-week ceasefire in doubt. U.S. officials say the negotiations collapsed over Iran's refusal to abandon its nuclear program. Iranian officials blame the U.S. for the breakdown. More talks are expected soon. Leading up to the U.S.-Iran ceasefire, President Trump used some strong rhetoric for an American president. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has the story.
A week ago, the president posted a profanity-laced Easter Sunday message and signed off with the phrase, "Praise be to Allah." He talked about bombing Iran back to the Stone Ages. And on the morning of his deadline, the president said a whole civilization will die if Iran didn't agree to his demands. Some conservatives, including Tucker Carlson, influential podcasters, and Republican members of Congress, denounced the president's rhetoric as evil and disgusting. But a presidential spokesperson defended the chilling language as a very strong threat that led to results. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger gets fact-checked. Correspondent Ken Lorman has that story.
Governor Spanberger has touted major new jobs and investments in her state, but critics quickly pointed out that the deals were negotiated and finalized under her predecessor, Republican Glenn Youngkin. The misstep comes as polling shows declining approval ratings for Spanberger just 90 days into her term.
Spanberger's approval rating is 13 points below the average for early-term Virginia governors. Russia and Ukraine accusing each other of violating a Kremlin-declared Easter ceasefire as Christians gather to celebrate Orthodox Easter today. Russian President Vladimir Putin established it on Thursday. This is SRN News. A lot of Christians are embracing artificial intelligence in their daily prayer and worship, causing some theologians concern. The Barna Group reports nearly a third of American adults trust spiritual advice from AI as much as advice from a pastor. And 4 in 10 practicing Christians say AI has helped them with prayer or Bible study. Yet only 12% of pastors feel comfortable teaching about AI in their congregations. Into that gap, a wave of apps has arrived, some offering chatbots that simulate conversations with biblical figures. The Education Department says it has terminated Biden-era agreements reached with 5 school districts and a college aimed at promoting transgenderism. The decision means the Trump administration will no longer play a role in enforcing those agreements, which called for schools to hide students' gender identity from their parents and use preferred pronouns. The Education Department says the administration is removing unnecessary and unlawful burdens. This is SRN News. The NFL draft is seeing fewer long shots from small schools these days.
The NCAA's policy changes on name, image, and likeness, along with new transfer rules, have altered scouting strategies. Teams can now focus on more traditional football powerhouses. That's where a higher percentage of the nation's best players are concentrated, thanks to the rise of NIL deals and the crowded transfer portal. It all means fewer players from non-power conferences are being selected during the 3-day event. Last year, only 24 of 257 NFL draftees came from non-power conferences. Bob Agnew reporting.
From football to basketball, today is the final day of the NBA regular season, and exactly 0 playoff and playoffs and postseason matchups have been decided so far. There are 10 teams that are in, 10 teams certainly out, and 10 teams that aren't quite certain what's going to happen. It will all be decided at some point today. This is SRN News.